As a physician and executive, I often hear stories of patients faced with an unexpected increase in the cost of a medication who then choose to delay a refill or cut their pills in half at the expense of their overall health. We're living in a new healthcare reality populated by skyrocketing drug prices. 90% of brand name medications have doubled in cost over the last decade. A course of chemotherapy can cost upwards of $50,000 more than the median household income. And even some generic drugs are causing sticker shock. As patients worry about these drastic increases in costs, it's easy to place all of the blame on high-profile bad actors in the pharmaceutical industry. But there are other factors as well. Many of the new therapies coming to market are life-saving drugs that spent years in high-cost research and development. Innovation is expensive. And the generic market has inadvertently contributed to the problem as it experienced a loss of competition. So how do we fix this broken system? At the Johns Hopkins Hospital, we are working to control costs by raising awareness, by purchasing drug therapies wisely, and by empowering our physicians to find alternatives that are equally effective and safe for our patients. In Maryland, a new law allows the Attorney General to bring suit for unconscionable price increases of off-patent drugs. Other states are exploring similar legislation. And on a national scale, Johns Hopkins has been at the forefront of the effort to propose reasonable solutions to our policymakers, and we are optimistic about the progress thus far. Patients should never have to choose whether to use their hard-earned money for the life-saving medication or the necessities of daily living. It is urgent that we find a solution. This is Redonda Miller of the Johns Hopkins Hospital.